Fasten your chin strap and get ready for the snap. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. Sports Animals VFL QB is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
What did you do this weekend?
I watched a win.
Don't care. We won a football game.
I watched a win. That's
we
what I did.
Won a football game.
It can
yes,
happen.
Yes, we did.
It can happen.
Against a West SEC team at home. I'm so happy.
It definitely helps. Definitely helps.
Sun shining. My Vols won.
Blue skies.
Are going to be in a couple weeks, two Saturdays from now. I'm going to be real happy again. I feel it. This week, forget this week. I don't even want to talk about it. We won the game. Today we break down.
We'll talk about Alabama later.
Yeah, today we break down the win against Mississippi State. Good job, boys. Way to get it done. And today, on the professional side of this, we are broadcasting live from Green Meadow Wine and Spirits right here at Hunter's Crossing in Alcoa. Brian, what can they come on by and check out today?
You can come in and register for the Dripping Springs Cooler, which they are going to draw for on Tuesday. We started the drawing for it last Monday on our show, and they are going to draw for it tomorrow. I want everybody to be able to come in today and sign up. So you come in right over here. The cooler's got mixers, T-shirts, and more, and it's a really cool cooler as well, no pun intended. So come in, sign up for that, and check out everything else that they have here. Your liquor, wine, and beer experts here in Hunter's Crossing in Alcoa for over 10 years near Lowe's and Walmart. They're in the same building right next to Smoke and Joe's here on, I believe, be the west end of the Hunter's Crossing.
And both Smoke and Joe's and Green Meadow hooked our boy Ivan's up.
Yeah, when he was living on a roof, which thankfully he no longer is.
Yeah, this time last week he was up there.
But this is your party, reception, or wedding headquarters. They can provide your full bulk beverage needs, and they can work with the venue for whatever your party or event is. If you're not having it at your own home, they work with regulations and what everybody's rules are. And they've worked with a lot of those people before, so they can build that trust and help you execute your event perfectly here at Green Meadow Wine and Spirits. Let's take a look at a winning game plan.
No quarterback goes into battle without a game plan. The Eric Ainge Show looks to the sideline to kick off the drive every day with the game plan. The game plan is laid out by 42nd Street. Visit 42SD.com today.
Finally, we have a win against a legitimate opponent. Tennessee came out and, you know, we watched it again last night, and they just dominated the game from start to finish.
Defensively, oh, what?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
They were fired up, man.
Generating a pass rush.
7 sacks, 10 tackles for loss. Jeremy Pruitt summed it up best. We played the game tonight on their side of the line of scrimmage. Yes, you did.
And most importantly, held the leading rusher in the SEC to 14 yards.
It's incredible.
So, a huge, huge step forward now.
That's what it looks like when all 11 guys have a really, really concrete, good understanding of what the plan is and what the other team's going to try to do and how they're going to try to stress the defense. We didn't have anybody that looked like they were hesitant or not quite sure should they go here, there. Like, they were just foot in the dirt. Boom.
You're going to play fast. If I do it wrong, yes. I do it wrong, but I'm playing fast. I know what I'm doing. I'm confident with it. Boom.
That was a defense for the first time in Jeremy Pruitt's tenure here that I watched our defense play and went, man, I would have hated to play against them right now. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
That's always my gauge for it. I watched, like, I was LSU Florida this weekend watching both of those teams play. As much success as they were having, I was sitting there watching both of the defenses play, and I was going, man, I would have hated to play against that defense. Like, I finally said that about our guys. I would have hated to be the quarterback leading an offense against that Tennessee defense that played on Saturday against Mississippi State.
Tennessee held Mississippi State to 267 total yards. And really, the Vols left 14 points on the field, at minimum six, with the two interceptions in the end zone. And we'll talk about that. Brian Maurer led the offense.
Oh, gosh.
They did good, dude, but those two picks in the end zone were as good as he played the rest of the game. Those were that bad.
That neck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Did you have some flashbacks?
Well,
no, yours wasn't flipped over.
We'll talk about that, but I'm curious to see what they show at practice or what he can actually do. When I got thrown into a goalpost, the only official anything was that I had a concussion. I don't even know if they ever, like, used to announce stuff like that even.
Yeah.
But that's all that was out there. But I had a concussion, yes, I did. But I also had neck structural
issues.
I'm 33 and it still hurts problems, you know what I mean? So he got up grabbing his neck. Butch Jones would say he has a lower extremity.
Oh, Tennessee opens at 35.5 against Alabama.
What?
Yeah.
35?
Tennessee is a 5-touchdown plus underdog to the Crimson Tide on the road.
Okay. Is that too much or too little?
I don't know. I think that's a good question. We'll get into that coming up. South Carolina beat Georgia.
Wow, dude. And they were ridiculous on defense, man. They have not played like that at all this year. Like,
and
that
yet
is,
did everything they could to lose the game on offense over and over.
Third string quarter. Georgia got beat by South Carolina. Wasn't it in Athens?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With
on the road.
With a third string quarterback. Not great, Bob.
No, not great at all. So
that just, hey, that they got their dose. You know, ours was Georgia State, but we're not the number three team in the country, right?
Right.
Georgia got their dose of the G on the side of the helmet doesn't win you football games.
You know, I looked back, and time hop is a great thing. Last year, Georgia played their worst game, arguably, after they played us. And then again this year, they were terrible on Saturday. Maybe we're starting to be the team that breaks teams.
Jake Fromm, I believe Judge Irwin on Sunday, what did we call
sound
it?
Sound off, yeah.
Yeah, sports sound off. I believe he said Fromm could have smoked a cigarette back there against
us,
Tennessee.
Yeah, he's certainly good at it.
As a reference to how long he had in the pocket, and he killed us. He had pressure. South Carolina was all over him. He was throwing off his back foot. He looked flustered. I mean, it's about time that Jake Fromm had a bad football game.
Well, that was certainly it.
He hasn't had one. He's never done that before.
I'm told the, thanks Tyler Wyatt, the line is now down to 34.5.
Oh,
so,
uh-oh.
And so we're now under 5 touchdowns.
Balls.
We'll have our high school football report coming up at 11. And then the great story with Tyler Bird. You know, a lot of guys would have quit and just said, you know what, guys, it's been real, but I'm going to sit out the rest of the year and go to the portal and play somewhere next year. He didn't. He kept going. It helped him that Brandon Johnson's going to redshirt, and that's one less receiver in the rotation that's still going to be here for Tennessee. But Tyler Bird went right in there, got his number called, made three catches.
And a good number it is.
And then, of course, scores the touchdown. Yeah, all those people wearing the old Adidas number 10 jerseys can say, you know what? I was early. This is a Tyler Bird jersey.
This is a Tyler, yeah. I went and spoke at a church yesterday with my friend Joe Eaton out and Miss Sherry, biggest Tennessee fan of all time.
Okay.
I mean, she's up there. She's in the upper echelon.
All right.
And I used Jarrett Garantano and Tyler Bird both as examples in something that I was talking about when I was talking to the, what do you call it, congregation?
Yeah.
And I can't wait to talk about that on the radio.
All that and more today on the Eric Haynes Show.
Can we start with Tyler Bird?
At Green Meadow Wine and Spirits. Sure, we can start with Tyler Bird. We'll do that coming up. That's the game plan. It's laid out for you by 42nd Street.
42SD.com. If you need a custom-built website, don't go with the boring, basic template stuff. You got to make sure you have a pro because the stuff's always changing. Even if you think you know the SEO and the rules and all the stuff that Google mandates to make sure that your organic search criteria bumps you up, even if you know it today, in 24 hours or 24 days or 2 to 4 months, it's going to change. Like, you're not going to be able to keep up with it. You should be running the business trying to go out there. And all Mike does at 42nd Street is make it easier for you to get business while you're out there doing that. He just makes everything look cleaner, tighter, more professional, on brand. You know, look good, feel good, play good. That's what we always used to say. You can do that with your website, your business cards, your brochures, leave behinds, billboards, everything. Do it with Mike, 42SD.com.
The Eric Haynes Show continues next from here at Green Meadow Wine and Spirits. We're in Hunter's Crossing in Alcoa on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Listening to the Eric Haynes Show on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal. We are live today at Green Meadow Wine and Spirits. We're brought to you by Mortgage Investors Group and
Brian. It's time to go to the phones because Perry heard the cue to call for our score forward. Perry, how are you this morning?
Pretty good. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, we're doing very well. Let's see if we can win you a Ford F-150. What do you have for Tennessee and Alabama on Saturday?
Well, I'm feeling better about this team, but not that much better. Let's go Alabama 42, Tennessee 17.
42-17, Alabama. If John and Jimmy draw your score at random on Friday, then you will go home, and if your score is correct, then you'll go home with a new Ford F-150 valued at around $45,000. Thanks to our friends at Ted Russell Ford. Good luck to you, Perry. I would certainly like for Tennessee to win or keep it closer, but hey, let's try to get you a truck.
I'm not going to have my expectations on us winning the football game. I hope they go try.
Yep.
And with attitudes like Tyler Bird's, you never know.
Yeah. Tyler Bird, a great story this week, this year with – things have not gone the way that the former four-star recruit thought they would for his career at Tennessee, but he's kept going and kept going and kept going, and then finally it paid off for him here in this portion of this season.
Yeah, I mean, and he has been switched positions. I'm trying to remember exactly what he said after the game, but the gist of it was he was saying that he thinks it's you're quitting if you transfer. He said, he basically said that I think you're quitting. And I mean, that was the takeaway message anyway. And I just love the fact that this guy, he views himself as a leader to the younger guys that you can, stick with it. It's not just about him. It's about the team. I mean, he's like everything that you want. Like, I was listening to his quote. It was Jimmy had the audio for Sound Off yesterday, and I was listening to him talk, and I was like, oh, my gosh, man. I'll bet if his parents heard him talking right now, they would be like, we did a dang good job with that one.
Stay the course was basically what he said. And
he used that
phrase and just keep going. And when he did, when his number was called, he was ready to seal a very important SEC victory for Tennessee. A lot of guys may have transferred after last year. They may have said after four games this year, hey, it's not for me. I'm going to go find something else where I can play more, where I can be more of a star. But he didn't do that, and he stuck with it. And he's another example of guys continuing to move forward and continuing to get better to try to help this team get to where it needs to be.
Yep. I mean, it was awesome. He said, quote, you just have to keep working hard if things don't go your way all the time. You just keep fighting. Hopefully the plays will come your way sometimes. I mean, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, Jeremy Pruitt said that he has a really good attitude. He comes to practice with energy every single day, probably runs more yardage around the field than anybody. So he's always been a physical guy, and he gives you something in the run game as well. I'm proud of him for doing that, because like you said, Brian, in the world we live in now, as soon as things don't go somebody's way, the finger pointing starts, the blaming everybody else. And like, I saw a thread last night on our quarterback, on Jarrett Garantano, who comes in. So last game against Georgia, he's watching a freshman play, and every time he scores, he's cheering for him. Every time he got hit real hard, he was one of the guys that went out there and helped pick him up and walked him back to the sideline. He had to go out there for a play when Maurer hurt his arm for a second. He threw a dart over the middle for a first down. Came in yesterday, or Saturday, managed the game, threw a beautiful deep ball, went 6 for 7 for 106 yards and a touchdown. No turnovers, managed the run game flawlessly, did exactly what they wanted to do. They did not go in there because Jarrett was the quarterback and say, oh, we don't trust him at all, so we're only going to run the ball. Mississippi State, Bob Shoup, that is the worst defensive game plan and calling of a defense that I have seen in a long time.
Yeah.
It was terrible. He kept lining up in the same – we'd put the tight end, call it tight end on the right, and then three receivers on the right. So it was – usually if you do the tight end, it's called trace formation. So trace right or trace left, and it's when you put the tight end opposite of your three receivers. We put the tight end to the same side as the three receivers, and then they lined up in the same exact six-man box, four down, two backers, and the three receivers over there had nothing to do with the play at all. All we did was occasionally make the communication that we're going to read that nickel defender out there, and if he starts sneaking in too much, we're going to throw the bubble or the little RPO, little stop route. Like we threw, I think Brian threw a couple of them and Jarrett threw a few of them, including the one to Tyler Byrd there at the end of the game. And he kept just lining up. Like, I was watching the game with Todd from CBD American Shaman and my friend Ben, and they're sitting there going, why are we being so conservative? Why are we being so conservative? And I said, I paused the TV, and I said, "What? Look, you guys, they have six guys in the box, and our O-line is daddying them right now. And our running backs are running hard. If they don't call the if they called a pass play right here, I'd be furious. They need to keep running it." Bob Shoup never adjusted. He never changed. He never brought a new safety down. He tried to blitz once, and then Jarrett pulled the ball out and threw the RPO for completion. He didn't have an answer. And it's not that hard of an answer. You just play man-to-man, and you bring a whole extra human down in there that can make some tackles, because our six guys blocking dominated their six guys in the box.
And that's what you needed to see out of Tennessee's offensive line as well. Was
something about them orange britches.
That's right. Let's just wear those the rest of the season.
Something about them orange britches.
Pack them, take them on the road on Saturday. 656-9900 if you want to join us.
If Trey Smith says it, it's cool.
That's right. And he did. And they are.
Something about them orange britches.
We come back to Green Meadow Wine and Spirits in a moment on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Gaines Show on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal, live from Green Meadow Wine and Spirits, Hunter's Crossing in Alcoa.
When they go for coffee at Green Meadow Wine and Spirits, they take a old Bud Light six-pack container and take it to the store to get coffee.
The store,
that's funny.
The Bud Light.
I like it.
Platinum versus regular, you know, when they're going out.
Uh-huh.
He's like, he had no idea. Yes, I did.
Those are funny.
Strong.
Yeah.
Strong commercial. Hey, got something on Twitter. Ben on Twitter said, given that Maurer may not be 100% healthy, would you play him on Saturday? He said, my initial feeling is no, especially if he's not healthy. I'm thinking that probably doesn't make a whole lot of difference who plays quarterback this week anyway.
I'm not conceding the game because I don't think a coaching staff ever concedes the game. But I would say my standard for Brian Maurer being healthy enough to play Saturday would be different than a player being healthy enough to play the following week. I think, and I responded on Twitter, and I'll say this on the radio, Brian Maurer, in my mind, needs to be 100% to play for me next Saturday at Alabama. And if he's not, don't even take him on the trip. Because he is shown to be a spark, and he is shown to be good. And it's not that I don't want him to get hurt or I'm trying to hold out for games I can win or anything like that. But he's been knocked out of two straight games. He was knocked out of the Georgia game twice. And so for me, to protect his health, I need him to be 100% before I put him back in a football game this year.
Well, and here's the thing. With concussion protocol, that's not going to be up to anybody other than the medical, like the doctors.
Right.
They'll decide if he can play or not. If he gets cleared from that and he can play, then it comes to the, well, there's no way he just had a concussion. It had to have hurt some other way. Like, and again, maybe not to the point where treatment and medication, anti-inflammatories, all the stuff that they do, maybe he could be fine. But he's also a freshman. And when you're a freshman that is so-so at decision-making and you are playing injured, you're a liability at that point. I mean, because he's already shown. Listen, I like Brian Maurer. I think Brian Maurer could be a really good quarterback. He makes some plays that I'm just like, I watch him and he looks like a six foot version of myself when I was young, but a way better runner. But you get the gist. I'm saying I think he could be a really good player, but you cannot turn the ball over in the red zone.
And in the end zone
twice in one half. Even if the second one you chalk it up to he was injured or, you know, had the concussion or whatever. I mean, he'd already done it in that game, and I've watched the kid do it in practice a ton. I mean, this is literally what we're seeing in the game. Here's the positive thing. What we're seeing from Brian Maurer is exactly what I've always seen in practice. He makes some plays where everybody, you know, leans back and grabs the teammate. You know, it's like a dunk on SportsCenter Top 10.
Yeah.
And everyone's, oh my gosh, like what a throw, what a play. And then he makes some plays.
And
Trevor Lawrence-esque.
Yeah.
You know, where you're just going, how
is this the same guy?
Tell me what you saw, son. And I just don't think that that's a recipe for success when you're also then banged up and coming off concussion protocol. So I don't know who they're going to start at quarterback, but I would definitely lean towards Garrett and get Maurer, to your point, Brian, 100% healthy before they throw him back out there. Because our O-line is getting better, but those guys are really, really athletic. They're not that big on defense, honestly.
Right.
They're long and they're lean and they're young. But they're going to get back there and they're going to hit you. Even if they don't sack us seven times, you're going to get hit just about every time you throw the ball.
Yeah.
So that needs to come into account too.
Let's go to the phones at 656-9900. Doug is up first. Doug, welcome into the EA show.
Doug.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
Doing great. I was just going to chime in. Y'all were talking about Jared and the leadership that he's shown. And I was just kind of thinking back to the Georgia Tech game and them showing him on the sidelines. I don't know if he was actually sulking or you know, just not interested and acting out because he wasn't playing at all, even after Butch Jones said that he might see some playing time.
That's not what he said.
But
Doug,
I think he's come.
Doug, he told him he was going to play and kept telling him during the game,
okay,
keep your helmet, you know, stay ready. And they never came in. So he was frustrated.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So he was, and probably rightfully so, but I think he's shown just a ton of growth since that particular game. And what I remember during the Georgia game was him helping, you know, Maurer come off the field after taking that hit, you know, in the last part of the game there, you know, before he went on to help close it out. So I think the guy's come a long way. He may not turn pro, but in terms of leadership and everything else, he'll go far in line.
Doug, I couldn't agree more, man, and thanks for calling in. I feel like and I'm just being honest here. When you bring up Jarrett Garantano to any of his teammates or the coaches, myself, I hear them do the same thing I do. And it's almost like a sense of duty to like stick up for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the stuff that people say about him and that they take away from like a video that they see on social media or something, and the takeaway from that is so just factually inaccurate. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. Like, if you think that Jarrett is a bad teammate, you have no idea what you're watching. And that is why guys like me and his teammates and his coaches, whenever they go out of their way to kind of stick up for him. It's not saying, hey, he played perfect or he's playing perfect. It has nothing. It really ends up having nothing to do with the actual football.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff that people like think or say about him is just so wrong and just misinformed, I guess, if I'm going to be nice about it, that, yeah, a lot of us feel like we need to stick up for him all the time because it's just ridiculous what some people say and what some people think. I was really, really happy for him that he came in and did what he did and managed the game and stayed with it. Do you know how easy it would be? We talked about Tyler Bird. It'd be so easy to just point the finger at everybody else
and check out for the year.
Yeah, but he's been the guy. Remember the video of him lifting Maurer's chin up in a practice in training camp?
Yeah.
They're running, you know, it's because Maurer just threw a bunch of interceptions, and they're jogging to their next drill, and JG just kind of picks his chin up. I mean, the guy is literally a model citizen and teammate. His play needs to continue to get better. But who knows? Maybe that's the light bulb that went on this weekend.
All right, welcome back, Guy.
Maybe we have a couple quarterbacks. Who knows?
Our performance of the weekend coming up on the other side as we broadcast live here from Green Meadow Wine and Spirits in Hunter's Crossing in Alcoa on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Gaines Show on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal, broadcasting live today from Green Meadow Wine and Spirits, and it's time for our performance of the weekend. It's brought to you by Solid Ground Security Specialties. Their website is sgssprotection.com. Armed and unarmed security guard training, armed and or unarmed security guard services, where they can come out and they can handle anything. The really important thing they do, and everyone who owns a home or a business should hear this, risk assessment, emergency planning. That's why you need to give them a call or go find Jason online. Contact him through the website, sgssprotection.com. I'll go first, okay?
All right.
I have the entire Tennessee football team. That's my performer of the weekend. It's the whole squad. We played all three phases well. And then we played amazing on defense. We were solid in teams, solid on offense. amazing on defense, and we went and we won a football game. So the entire football team, coaching staff, fan base, Neyland, game day, everything. My second one is South Carolina. I mean, holy smokes, they were all over. I'm not saying Will Muschamp. The players, South Carolina's players.
Is there any two coaches in late game situations you want handling your team less than Kirby Smart and Will Muschamp? Because they, but yeah, bad take Andy brings up Les Miles. He hadn't played very many close games anymore, but that's a good point.
Les Miles into the game management, won a national championship, yeah. Picking my signals. So you can say what you want about him. His only natty.
But Muschamp and Smart were coaching like they did not want to win the game on Saturday. Look, we've never beaten Will Muschamp, and Kirby Smart has had Georgia in a better situation than we've been in a long time. But they both were awful on Saturday. Sorry.
Kirby Smart. Did you have a performer? Who was
My performer of the weekend's Rodrigo Blankenship for Georgia, because he was automatic all season, and then he was 1-for-3 when it mattered
kickers.
On Saturday. But here's the other thing. At the end of regulation, Kirby Smart didn't have Georgia try to get some yards to get Blankenship to make a game-winning field goal. They just kept taking shots, and it was like, just get 5 or 6 yards and give your kicker, who hits them from 50 normally like they're nothing, a chance. He had a 50-yard field goal earlier in that game. You didn't even give him a chance, and then you gave him a chance in overtime, and he blew it. He was 1-for-3.
So I know we're up against it top of the hour because I ran long last segment, but you just said, is there anyone you would want coaching the end of a game?
Yeah.
Worse? You know, like
less than
Muschamp? Well, Kirby Smart, and maybe this is a stretch. I don't know. But just off the top of my head, I could think of three.
Okay.
The 2016 Tennessee-Georgia game, the Dobbs nail boot.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
You had seven guys. How do you not let – anyway. 2018 SEC championship, mm-hmm. Justin Fields, fake punt on 4th-and-10, cost them the championship game.
Yep.
If they just punt the ball, they probably win.
Yep.
2019 South Carolina. Is he a buckle under pressure?
I don't know if
Sphincter so tight he could produce a diamond.
I don't know if he's a buckle under pressure guy or if he's he's used to out-talenting the other team. I don't know. But the evidence is not great for Kirby Smart. We'll come back here to Green Meadow Wine and Spirits. Hunter's Crossing in Alcoa for over 10 years near Lowe's and Walmart, right next door to Smoke and Joe's. Better wine selection and pricing than grocery stores. They buy in bulk for better pricing. We're going to talk to Eric from here, Green Meadow Wine and Spirits, coming up. But first, we are going to play on the other side college football trivia. 656-9900. Callers from number 1 and 2 will play college football trivia next on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal.